Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Portland Trail Blazers pick up a win last night in Moda Center to improve to 10-20 on the season. They're still not a great basketball team. But last night was one of those games where you take a win when you can get it in seeing a little bit of improvement and seeing a little bit of progress, especially after what, you know, what I still qualify as the most depressing loss of the Blazers rebuild. The 40-point loss to Utah earlier when they were just a 4-win team. You want to see a little bit of fire coming out from the hometown team. And I think what we saw last night is, if you're talking about, all right, what are the building blocks going to look like moving forward? Wins and losses don't really matter. You want to see improvement. You want to see guys playing hard. Chauncey Billups not with the team due to the death of his grandmother. And look, that I feel awful for Chauncey Billups and his family, and him not being on the team or on the bench. That didn't dictate that game one way or the other, because what you saw was players finding a rhythm finally. And we've seen this build up, and this was happening, you know, last week as well. And we talked about this with Danny, and Danny was really complimentary of Shaedon Sharpe in the aggressiveness, the control that he is playing with. And he went off last night, man. 27 points on 11 of 18 shooting, and coming up with big plays when it mattered for the Blazers. Those are things that you go, yes, we may actually finally be seeing Shaedon Sharpe turning a corner with the development. A lot of this is going to be, you know, health. Can he stay healthy? Does he stay healthy? And does he continue to build on what we see in these flashes and in these spurts? But this isn't just a one-off game for Shaedon. 5 of 10 from three, that is new and great, and you love to see that. But 27 points and just the way that he was able to keep Utah on his heels, because he is one of those guys who, we talk about this all the time, one of the biggest issues with the Blazers, their lack of creators. And he was a creator last night. And you've heard about this throughout, you know, the off season in his summer runs, when he'd go down and play with other NBA players, whether it was in LA or New York or wherever. You heard continually, Shaedon Sharpe is looking like that dude that everybody thought he could be. Again, injury happens, and that kind of slows anybody seeing the development that everybody was talking about all summer long. But you saw it last night, and you saw it in a big way from Shaedon Sharpe. You add on to that, Denny Advia comes out, and he drops 27 of his own, and he was amazing playmaking for the Portland Trail Blazers. And it wasn't just a barrage of three-pointers. Denny was doing it every which way, man. I mean, getting to the free throw line and kind of finding those spots in the soft spots of Utah, his ability that everybody had talked about of what he could be, not this year, but moving forward and what he was last year for the Wizards, he was really good in that starting lineup. He went back to the bench, and it was kind of a bit of a roller coaster again. Well, he had a game where he popped last night. And then to cap it off with Scoot Henderson hitting a game winner, that is – there's been a lot of reasons to criticize Scoot Henderson in his first, what, year and a half almost of playing for the Portland Trailblazers. That was a beautiful play, a little step back and create some space, knock it down with 0.1 to go. Those are just good things to see. Now, Blazers did have a five-point lead with 40 seconds to go and needed a game winner at the end, but that's who this team is, right? They are still far from being a good team, but what you saw last night was some of the building block plays, and that's or building block performances from players. And not a lot of guys are going to be on this roster moving forward. What this roster looks like come February, come next year, when it is starting to become, all right, we're ramping this thing up and turning the corner, hopefully, when you're banking on ping pong balls, who the hell knows what's going to happen. That was a sight for sore eyes to see the Blazers win in that fashion yesterday.
Well, it felt like the perfect Blazer game too, right? Because it's Sharp who's showing you how well he can play. It's Henderson showing you how well he can play. It's Avia showing you how well he can play. It wasn't like, oh, Anfernee had a big game, like what you saw a lot last year, or like Ayton had a big game, or obviously last year, but Brogdon had a big game. Mm-hmm. It felt like when you won close games, it was guys who you didn't factor into the long-term plans of the Blazers as an organization that were making the big plays, that were being the catalyst for that success. Yep. And finally, it's the young guys. I think the most impressive stat line from Sharp in this game, he didn't go to the free throw line.
No.
He has no free throws. Nope. It wasn't like he was a foul merchant in this one. He was attacking, and yeah, he's getting buckets. You have to assume in most situations, in most games, he's going to get fouled at least once when he's attacking downhill like that, because three-pointers can be kind of fickle. Some days you're going to have a lot that go in. Some days you're not.
Especially with this team.
But I just love that it's finally the guys who factor in long-term. And there's another guy in Donovan Klingon who has showed signs of having key moments or being that rim protector that you wanted. And he's just coming back slowly from his injury that he had with his knee injury. So I love that you've seen the signs, and it feels like it's the younger guys when you have these games where, hey, it's close, Scoot's going to get the last shot. Or, hey, it's close because of what Avia and what Sharp were able to do in the second, third, and fourth quarters lead up to that final shot.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's 0.1 second to go, but I know I'm not alone in this, is that last night, knowing that Donovan Klingon was on the floor just standing in front of the rim, I was like, dude, they're not going to be able to tip that in. I know that Lamar and Calabro brought up, like, hey, watch out for Lauri Markkanen. He's going to come try and fly in and tip this thing in. But it was like finally like this, oh, they're good.
Right.
He's not gonna let them get to a point where they're going to tip this ball. And he ended up snaring the final heave from Utah. Mm-hmm. So Donovan Klingon, I love him. And the injury, we saw that the block streak ended when he came back from injury. I really like what he has and what he's going to hopefully grow into as the Blazers' big moving forward. Good win last night for the Blazers. 122-120. And then, as Danny said, guys, the losses are going to come. All right? They're going to start racking up. This was about, I think Danny at the very beginning of the year said, through the first 30 games, they're going to be like 8-22. You know? And it's not going to be good. He talked about this in the first couple weeks of the season. They got two unexpected wins, where it's like, whoa, where'd these come from? So they're 10-20 right now. They are just barely above the expectation of where they should have been at the beginning of the year. They picked up another one of those unexpected wins over Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you also lost by 40 to the Utah Jazz. So it's going to even out at some point. Now you're staring down the next handful of games. Dallas without Luka. Philly, which got a big win over the Celtics on Christmas Day. and then you go to the Lakers on January 2nd down in L.A. So any Duck fans going down to the Rose Bowl, if you're sticking around, Blazers in L.A. for the Lakers on January 2nd, and then they go to the Milwaukee Bucks after that on the 4th. They're going to start coming in droves, these losses. Take what that was. It was a nice little win for the hometown team and the Portland Trail Blazers. All right, 503-864-6326. What the heck happened? That just happened. Next on The Fan. Here's Will.